listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yo, yes, yes, y'all, and Jigga Man be ballin', leave chicks pigeon-toed, some of them be crawling. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies calling for the law, darling. Jigging ass calling, ass drop. Coops are half the top, dispose half or not. Niggas mad when I brag about the cast that I got, but I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter, and I ain't the type to ever chase your boss. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavy weight on the block in every state in the block. Word jiggers to hurt, holla. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host Rod and
hey, Karen. Should I stay? Should I go? I don't know.
Your hot boy style. We are live on a Monday. That's right. I got something to do at 8, so I don't know how long the show's going to be. Probably about an hour and 50 minutes, looking at my clock. But we got a lot of stuff to get into. It's just me and Karen, so we're just going to try to go through this stuff kind of fast. You know, because that's what we do. We bounce off each other, and we just keep it real like that. You're listening to the Blackout Test Podcast. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic. The official weapon of the show is
Taser,
the unofficial sport.
Bulletball.
And Bulletball Extreme. And today marks day 621, and Bobby Schmurter has been locked up in jail on $2 million bail and has not been lowered. In unrelated news, Brock Turner is out of jail today, Friday. You may know Brock Turner as the rapist who was sentenced to 6 months in prison. In jail. Does it seem like we started talking about that story 6 months ago, Karen?
Mm-mm.
We didn't. He will be out. He will be out after 3 months.
What, he got good time served?
He did have exactly half of that 6 months, and now he can be back on the street with the rest of us guys. He's paid his price, but Bobby Schmurter still in jail.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million bond. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, so we got all kinds of stuff to get to today, and we don't have to worry about doing any sponsors and stuff today. We can just get right into the show, so that's dope. You may have noticed if you're on Facebook that I'm not on there today. That's because somebody reported me for not using my government name on Facebook. Apparently this person's been doing this to a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the popularity of some of my tweets. Here's what's so funny. I don't know if it's the black man tweet about black dudes being the white man of black people, or if it's the it could just as easily be the white fragility is all on display about Colin Kaepernick, which is ironically highlights the problem with the issues I was talking about with us sounding the same whenever somebody gets on our bad side. At any rate, I think like they have a whole process. You have to sit on like a picture ID and change your thing to your government name. It's such a to-do, but
right.
People have been apparently using this shit probably to target people, whether they're targeting
right.
me because I'm black, whether they're targeting me because of things I've tweeted, things I've said on right. Facebook, you know, when people share them and stuff.
Yeah, they've done it to LGBTQ, they've done it to people that do drag, and you know, people that might do burlesque and things like that. And it's one of the things, but just that whole process fucking irritates me. This Facebook, even though who gives a fuck, you know? And you know, they go for advertisement. Most of you listening don't click on those advertisements, give a fuck about those advertisements. You know, you can look at them and you just keep it going. You mm-hmm. know, I don't know what's the big deal about using your name, because the thing is, the way the system is, you allow people to quote unquote go tattletale. That's what you do, because Facebook doesn't monitor this stuff, so that shows you how much they give a fuck about it. Let's just keep this real, because if they cared, they would be monitoring this shit themselves, but they don't. They allow the general public to hit them up and say, hey, this person isn't using their real name.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people use this stuff to like out trans people and stuff,
right?
You know, out entertainers, bloggers, stuff like that. You know, they make you start over and do like a brand page sometimes, you know, hopefully to try to make us lose the probably make us lose like some of the things that we required on Facebook, such as our Facebook group or mm-hmm. The Facebook page that we run and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Now luckily both of us run everything, but still you know, I'm not scared to go by government name, so that shit doesn't bother me. But it's just funny that the lengths and the attempts at annoyance that some of these people go through to get your attention, because I feel like so much of troll rage is about impotence. You know, they're not able to truly affect people in any meaningful way. So then they start with, you know, with the bullshit that, you know, because that's all they can control is hopefully I can annoy you for a few seconds.
Right, and irritate you. And the thing is, particularly with Facebook, most people don't use their quote unquote real legal government names. But the thing is, for most people, you'll never be bothered. Mm-hmm. But if you say something people don't like, or you say something that kind of trends, or somebody doesn't like you, or you quote unquote popular, a lot of it's quote unquote to put you in your place. They do a lot of women. I realize a lot of women, particularly black women, a lot of black men, a lot of trans people, LGBTQ people, people that do those shows, drag and things like that. Like, a lot of times it becomes an issue, because they even had an issue where people that were doing drag was actually using a lot of their stage names as their Facebook names, because that's kind of what they were known as. You had people demanding that they give their real names and shit like that, and they had to basically fight Facebook for the right to keep their names. Who cares?
And this, since this thing can only be reported by people reporting on other people,
right,
it completely is apt for you know, people that have vendettas to, that, you know, okay, let me try to affect this person. And this happened to a lot of people, it seems. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to Feminist Jones, Mr. Span, yes, Sterling.
It happened to Eljoy. It happens, yeah, to a lot of people who like use like these names for stage names, or, you know, when they go out in public and things like that. And, you know, they make you jump through all these hoops. That's why I say the whole process is dumb. It's really, really, really dumb. Because if Facebook cared that much, Facebook would do the job. You're basically leaving it to the general public to find somebody to harass. If they don't like you, report you, and then Facebook go, well, you gotta use your real name.
Yeah, so, oh well, you know, be right back on in a day or so. Right. But one thing I thought was interesting, it's Monday, okay? Some of you guys won't hear this till Tuesday. Should be the end of the day for most of you guys. When is the work day? How was work? Is y'all stirring that straw like Al Roker? Because I know white folks been loving to talk about this Colin Kaepernick shit.
Yeah, that's why I don't talk to him.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people that overheard them conversations in the break room and had to stir that straw. And
that's why I stayed my ass out the break room. I'll hang at that.
It's sad, really, when you think about the protections that black people had to take for their mental health.
Yeah.
Because racism is so prevalent in society that, I mean, I can make that statement, and most black people can relate to this idea of like, yo, I agree. Like, I know what you feel. Like, I go to work and I'm like, please don't let these motherfuckers say nothing around me. Or if they do, let me just stir my coffee to the straw break.
Yeah,
and
let me turn
stay
around.
Quiet.
Yeah, let me turn around and leave. Let me, or either you go do a non-busy time, because it's just some shit you don't want to hear. And it's one of the things where, like, I've walked around and, you know, you hear things where people just, especially with Obama, during the presidential time when he got elected and reelected and things like that. And,
well, I'm talking about, yeah, I understand. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, so it's a combination of different things. So for me, I just avoid certain places, and, you know, I don't talk about certain things. We not even gonna talk. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause I was saying, I tweeted that out with an image of Al Roker, like, there's gonna be black people at work all day. And so many people have retweeted it because they agree, like, damn, like, this is one of those issues, because the flag is one of those issues where the racism is kind of hidden behind it, so it gives people cover to be loud and wrong. You know, I'm seeing all day long celebrities taking hot takes. Drew Brees had something to say about Colin Kaepernick. You know, it's just like, really, dog? Drew Brees? Like, what the fuck? You know, like, no, nobody was asking you shit, dog. You know, like, you could have said nothing. You know, if this isn't your fight, then shut the fuck up. You know, Tony Stewart said something on Twitter. Tony murderer run a motherfucker over on the track, Stewart,
that we seen live.
Yeah, Tony run kill a man on the track just so he won't be second. Probably at that point the difference between 25th and 24th, and he was like, I gotta kill this motherfucker because hey, that's what's important to me. Like it's really amazing the way folks are outing themselves, man, because you just don't have to say shit. Mm-mm. Yeah. He said he felt compelled to speak out against Colin Kaepernick's method of protest Monday, saying it was bothering me all day long. He is a passionate military supporter, said American flag is sacred. I disagree, wholeheartedly disagree. Not that he wants to speak out about a very important issue. No, he can speak out about a very important issue, but there's plenty of other ways you can do that in a peaceful manner that doesn't involve being disrespectful to the American flag.
My thing is, what the fuck he standing up got to do with the goddamn American flag? What does that do with soldiers? Like, I'm just keeping this real. Like, the thing is, it's so funny when it comes to what's considered patriotic and what's not considered patriotic. You know, depending on who you are, you can talk about this country, talk about the good and the bad and what you like and don't like about this country, talk open about politicians and their procedures and shit like that, and nobody ever questions your love for this country. But if you're the wrong color brown, all of a sudden any critique that you have or anything that you say that's not praising this country, you ought to just be thankful that you're over here. You ought to just be happy that you're over here. You ought to just be glad that we allowed you over here. When most motherfuckers, if you're not a Native American, you were brought over here on a motherfucking boat.
You know what's funny is one politician is campaigning on how this country isn't great.
Right.
His whole campaign is make America great again. So it's not great right now. Tom Brady had that hat, you know, in his locker, which essentially is him protesting silently, saying America's not great right now. Trump would fix it. That's who we want. And when called on it, he got the no comment, and no one called him out, and people let it slide. But the blatant hypocrisy on display right now is just amazing to watch. You know, people are talking about the same people. My mom texted me and she was basically brought up the point, like, same people that talk about why y'all burn y'all own stuff during riots was burning their Kaepernick jerseys. You know, the same people talking about, well, he's only hurting himself, he's gonna lose out on money because he won't stand for the flag, are burning their own jerseys that they spent money on because this dude won't stand for the flag. Like, it's just the irony and the hypocrisy is all over the place, and it's amazing to watch in real time as more people just continue to contribute, you know, all kinds of shit, you know, like, just they can't help themselves. It's, you know, and that is why I'm 100% sure this is the right tactic, because look how many people hit dogs are hollering, you know, because Drew Brees got something to say now, but he ain't had nothing to say about Black Lives Matter. And shame on every motherfucking reporter that will take a statement on this from some other quarterback, but, or some other player, but then not follow up with, so what are you doing for Black Lives Matter? What are you saying about black protests? What are you doing for the black liberation movement? When are you going to speak out about police violence? Cause you're saying it's a perfectly valid point, right? Now you haven't said anything about it, but you got something to say about the way he's protesting. So can you speak on that? You know, who's going to have the balls to say that? Who's gonna have the temerity to look somebody in the eye and say, okay, cool, you don't like that he did this, well, what should he do? And in addition to what should he do, what have you done? Oh, nothing? Then shut the fuck up. You know, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and not say shit. You know, Drew Brees' contract coming up this year, maybe he's just trying to get on the good graces of the ownership, I don't know. But this Kaepernick shit has really brought out a lot, you know, with people just and just every couple of hours someone posts something else and you just have to go, okay, this another person putting their fragility all on display, you know, because you could have said nothing if you were that secure in your point of view. You could have just sat back and been like, fuck him, fuck his protest, I don't care about this, and I'm gonna keep doing my thing. But nobody's doing that. All right, let's talk about some other stuff. We'll be right back.
There is something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. Into this question, you got the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me?
That's right, guys. It's LGBT news time. All right. I mean, thank you. I'm not trying to leave. Actually, it's like 17 more letters. Y'all know what I meant.
Yeah. We covering everybody. So even if we don't got your letter, you on the list.
Yeah, you know what I meant. A mother reveals that she has been accused of child abuse and threatened by a stranger just because she allowed her 3-year-old son to wear a tutu.
Children do this all the time.
Obviously, she can't be a good parent, Karen. That's impossible. You have to have your children conforming to the gender that they are, or else you're a bad parent, dog. I mean, this is just what happens, you know?
Children do this all the time.
It doesn't matter, Karen. It doesn't matter. You need to be looked into.
They wear tutus.
You got to be looked into.
They're three.
The child services needs to be called. People need to threaten you in public.
So if a little girl came in a McDonald's overall, there'd be a problem too?
I mean, what color are the overalls, you know? Are they the yellow or the red? I need to know what's going on. Mother was told, has told of outrage after she was accused of child abuse by a stranger who took objection to her son wearing a tutu. Jen Anderson Shattuck, 35, from Plymouth, Massachusetts, called the police after a man approached him in the park asking her why her 3-year-old was wearing a skirt, and then he took photographs and threatened them. Well, that'll help. It's not your fucking business, you know? What happened to that? What happened to it not being your fucking business? Sharing the subsequent unpleasantness on Facebook in a post that has been shared more than 43,000 times and attracted 47,000 likes, she said her son felt unsafe after the incident and asked her whether the bad man will return. Her story has prompted hundreds of people to comment, and Jen has been inundated with messages of support from around the world. The world may not love my son for who he is, but I do, she wrote on Facebook. Jen said her son likes wearing sparkly tutus, which she said made him feel beautiful and brave. And until this recent incident, had never come up against any animosity from others. But last week, they were playing in the park when a stranger approached them. She wrote, on our walk to the park, my son and I were accosted by someone who demanded to know why my son was wearing a skirt. We didn't know him, but he appeared to have been watching us for some time. She said the man told her, I'm just curious, why do you keep doing this to your son? She added he wasn't curious, he didn't want answers, he wanted to make sure we both knew that what my son was doing and what I was allowing him to do was wrong. Then she said he directly addressed her son and said, she shouldn't keep doing this to you, you're a boy, she's a bad mommy, it's child abuse. He then took photos of them despite Jen asking him not to. And she said he threatened her by saying, now everyone will know, you'll see. Jesus. She called the police. They came, they took the report, they complimented the skirt. Still, my son does not feel safe to this day. He wants to know, is the man coming back, the bad man? Is he going to shout more unkind things about my skirt? Is he going to be taking more pictures? Rue was asked questions about the incident, but he stubbornly refuses to let strangers tell him what he should and should not do. She told the Daily Mail Online, we are still going about our normal routine and he is still wearing whatever he chooses to wear. Sometimes dresses are skirts, sometimes not. Jen said she was angry and shaken by the incident, but added that she also felt empowered to speak out. So, man.
All types of things, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like I said, it's just amazing how, to me, it's just amazing how much of our lives are about defining things and putting them in a box and how threatened people feel when things are outside of their box,
even if it doesn't directly affect you. It's a lot of things going on there. Because so if this was a father with his son, would
he have said anything?
Right, like that's my biggest thing. I think you did it because it was a woman and you realized there was not no man, or you assumed that there was not a man associated, you know, with her. You made the assumption, because it sounds like you've been watching them for a while. You realize a man never was with them, so you feel like she's an unfit mother, and so you quote unquote as a man have the right to come in and be belligerent towards this woman and be belligerent towards this child, because you with the penis, you just know everything and you got the right to tell her what to do. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's weird, because I think so many people feel like my social stances are so like militant and aggressive and shit, when most of my stances are pretty much I don't know, so why don't we just let people do what they want,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's not some definitive ass yeah, because y'all motherfuckers don't understand. Like, to a certain extent, these aren't my lived experiences. I literally don't know. If you have a son, you know, physically you have at 3 years old, you don't really know one way or the other probably,
right?
But your son, you say, hey, I'm gonna let you pick whatever the fuck you want to wear,
right?
This is up to you,
I'm not gonna restrict you,
right? And your son goes, sometimes I want to wear a skirt. That's not my fucking business. I don't live that life. I don't know anything about that child. That right. It could be like, while it could be some he just likes wearing a skirt thing, you know, like it's just fun. He's three. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It could be, the beginning of, okay, this is actually a transgender child. One day, your son might be like, I'm actually your daughter. I don't know. Like, nobody fucking knows. So just leave him alone, dog. Like, whatever that dude was doing in the park, I guarantee had nothing to fucking do with them. And he could have gone about his business and left that shit alone, but he had to say something. And it's amazing the audacity of bigotry, you know? Like, it's just, I get to say this, I'm gonna go in your life and tell you what to do.
Right, and the thing is, it's like, okay, now you illegally took pictures of my child, you're posting them somewhere online, what are you doing, where are you posting these pictures?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now I gotta, you know, fear is my child gonna be on some fucking website somewhere.
Yeah, I was just on Welcome to the Village podcast. I don't know if they put it out. Yeah, I want to say they have, but
I don't know.
They talked about Charlize Theron has a black child, and one day the black kid was wearing a very, you know, young, wearing like a dress or a skirt and had braids or like a yellow wig or something, like a blonde wig.
Mm-hmm.
Just the comment section was just all like the emasculation of the black man and all this shit.
They do the same thing with Will Smith's son,
Jaden. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a lot, man. Like, so let these kids be free, man. You don't have to push your politics down on them, man. Let them do whatever the fuck they want, man. Nothing's gonna change in your life for letting that kid do whatever the fuck he want.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's just, I don't know. It's like people just feel this threat, but there's. Our entire lives, this threat hasn't been real. This idea of like this is beyond right and wrong. Cause I think it is right for people to wear what they want, but beyond right and wrong, let's go to the next level. Is it even feasible that motherfuckers should be this upset? Like,
no.
When, Young Thug, I think is his name. That dude, when he wears like a dress on his album cover, it's not having this impact of now 75% of black kids are wearing dresses. So if you just leave it alone, it'll be fine. Like, nothing's gonna happen. You're like, the odds of your kid coming to you and being like, now the Young Thug wears dresses, I'm gonna be wearing dresses, it's so fucking low. It's
right.
Just, you know, we've had icons who either cross dress or dress like androgynously or whatever our entire lives.
Oh yeah.
It has never had this huge impact on everybody. And honestly, if anything ever made it to the point where a lot of people was doing it, then to be fair, it just became a thing that mostly that straight people were doing that other people used to do. Like, it just always, like, if it does get to that point where it's like, now straight dudes wear skirts, then it's gonna be a thing where it's like, okay, so people that aren't straight are probably gonna find some other clothes, because, you know, straight people are like the white people of gender. Okay, I'm not gonna tweet that, so don't say shit to me. But you know what I'm saying? But it's like, when we get on, it's like too late. You know what I mean? Like, gay people probably was like, oh, these niggas saying shade now. We gotta come up with something else. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
It's uncool now.
Right. It's like,
it's like when your grandma finally gets an account on Facebook, like, fuck grandma out here. I got right. that gold.
Once straight people start being like, well, you know, girl, I got to check the T on that. It's like, oh, here we go. Let me come up with something else. Let's see if we can, let's start with the gag, you know, and then fucking 3 months later, they gotta switch it up again. Like, it's just like everybody else probably. Anyway, an appeal seeks more relief for transgender people in North Carolina. An advocacy group said Monday that they will ask an appeals court to expand a favorable ruling on transgender restroom access to cover people across North Carolina. They filed their notice of appeal after a federal judge's preliminary ruling that said that two transgender students and an employee must be allowed to use restrooms matching their gender identity on the University of North Carolina campuses. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Thomas Schroeder wrote that the plaintiffs have a strong chance of proving their argument that the North Carolina measure known as HB2 violates Title IX, a federal law prohibiting gender discrimination in educational institutions. The case is scheduled for trial in November. However, Schroeder said that plaintiffs haven't shown that they are likely to succeed on a claim that the state law violates their constitutional equal protection rights, and he reserved judgment on another constitutional claim related to due process. In their appeal, the transgender plaintiffs will ask the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule in their favor of the equal protection claim, which would apply to all transgender residents in the state and not just those on educational institution campuses. So yeah, trying to extend it to everybody. We'll see. I'm not optimistic on that one, because it sounds like the judge is already saying, nah, it's just these campuses that are applied to Title IX, and the rest, and it, I don't think it'll violate your constitutional rights. So we'll see, but you know, people still fighting that fight, man.
I'm glad they are.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Pat McCord.
Controversial pastor Kenneth Atkins has been charged with child molestation in Brunswick.
Was in the bathroom.
Don't know where he did this dirt. He's 56. He turned himself over to Glenn County authorities Friday morning on charges of aggravated child molestation and child molestation stemming from allegations made by a young male former member of his congregation. We are disappointed with what appears to be a rush to judgment by law enforcement authorities in this case, said his wife, Charlotte Stormy Atkins. We are confident that Kenneth Atkins will be found innocent of all charges. He looks forward to having his day in court, said his attorney. Yeah, apparently there was an investigation by the Brunswick Police Department that focused on a suspected molestation in several locations in Brunswick area, including Atkins Church, a vehicle, and the victim's home. The incidents possibly occurred in 2010 and would have had to involve someone younger than 16 for a child molestation charge to be brought. Charlotte Atkins said that she and her husband, despite the allegations, share a concern for the mental health of the accuser, who the couple has mentored. This young man has been part of our team ministry. Ken and I have treated him like family, and has our church. He is a deeply troubled young man, to be sure, but our thoughts and prayers remain with him even now. Atkins has been placed on unpaid leave from the church, so I don't know how much money that is, but he won't be getting paid. While his case is adjudicated, his wife says she will be serving as active pastor, so she'll probably get the check. He's a controversial figure in Jacksonville politics, particularly because his comments and crude caricatures he posted on his Twitter account while he helped lead the fight against expanding Jacksonville's anti-discrimination law to cover LGBT people. Among the criticisms that he lodged was his assertion that expanding the law would make it easier for sexual predators to find victims in bathrooms. That is high key irony.
But they're arresting you for molesting kids, dog.
Mm-hmm. Atkins served as a panelist last December on one of the community forums that debated whether Jacksonville should broaden the law. The mayor, of course, decided against doing so. They said that there could be political motivations to do this, because he's had some very vocal positions on some issues in the past. such as the mass shooting at Pulse in Orlando, you know, when they shot, when that dude, I think it was Omar Bateen, shot up that gay club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently he tweeted, "Been through so much with these Jacksonville homosexuals, and I don't see none of them as victims. I see them as getting what they deserve."
Where's the love in that?
Yeah, later he said he wasn't referring to the shooting victims, but strictly meant for the Jacksonville group that has made my life a living hell.
Mm-mm. I don't believe you. You need more people, baby.
Mm-hmm. He has benefited from a second chance himself when he had developed a serious cocaine addiction and eventually hit rock bottom when he spent 10 months in jail in 96 and 97.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Part of his church's mission involved helping ex-offenders find work. That just sounds like he's just a piece of shit, man. They said last month he admitted to making up an endorsement that he posted on Facebook, falsely stating that State Representative Jeff Jones, Republican something, St. Simons Island, had endorsed J. Peter Murphy in a race for the Glenn County Sheriff Commission. I told a lie, he told the Times Union, but added, "Politics is lying and stretching the truth." Don't you a pastor? How's that okay? He also advises political candidates such as the current Glenn County Commissioner Mark Stambaugh, and hosts a radio show referring to himself as the black conservative. The black guy who trips. Anyway, he sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else is happening. A Disney star has come out as bisexual after making out with another girl on Snapchat.
Oh shit! Now did Mickey Mouse bandle?
I don't think so. But apparently, it was.
Well, that's not wholesome.
Is it not?
According to Mickey Mouse, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know, Ken. I feel like if they were to do something to her, that would be, I mean, pretty big grounds for some discrimination right there.
Didn't they?
And it's not like you just picking a nobody. You picking somebody extremely famous.
Well, didn't they, that girl who did the show, that canceled the show because she came out with them quote-unquote racy pics, and they canceled the whole show? iCarly?
I don't know. You know the news for kids better than I do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the shows, because you know how a lot of times they get girls like 21, 22 to play teenagers. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls had like some racy pics or something that got put out on her. And they basically canceled the show. So that's why I was asking.
Okay, so it got canceled specifically because of that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't heard of that. I'll see. The International Business Times says Janet McCurdy, iCarly actress, is leaked. A leaked lingerie photo scandal says, "I'm not a role model."
And I watched that show, and that show, the next season came around, that shit never came back.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that could happen to this.
Mm-hmm. Because even though you're quote unquote grown, you still play the age of a teenager. So it's a lot of times they want you to keep this wholesome image.
Yeah, but she was kissing a dude. I mean, she had a boyfriend before this, I think. So if she was kissing a dude, would they be like, we gonna cancel the show because you kissed a boy on Snapchat?
I don't know. The other girl came out in some lingerie and they fucking freaked out, so.
I think that's totally different than kissing a person. I think it is. I think it's different. You know, people kiss. They probably kiss on her fucking show. It's probably not a big deal. Like, I don't know, man.
Right, and then I guess for me, she a grown-ass woman wearing lingerie, so...
I can understand... I don't know. People will freak out either way, I guess, but to me, kissing somebody on Snapchat seems way less salacious than lingerie photos leaking or whatever, even though that's both seem unfair for the record.
Right.
It just seemed like...
I guess that's my point. Yeah, yeah, I feel you though.
Yeah, I think that it is unfair.
Because showing affection is, you know, people do that all the time, yeah.
Yeah, this seems like this will be even more harsh than the lingerie thing. Not that either one should be a, now you can't have a TV show thing.
Right.
depending on the age group you're appealing to and shit, I'm sure some of it matters, but I don't know. Sorry. So yeah, she just finished her relationship with Greg Sulkin, who used to be her boyfriend. And she posted a picture of her kissing her girlfriend. And she said, she was asked about it, if she identifies as bisexual. She said yes. So yeah, I don't know. And also, we've come, it's been a few more years. Maybe
that's true.
People won't be as uptight about it anymore. I don't know. I mean, I know people with their kids, they love hiding behind the motherfucking kids. So.
Right, even though the kids could give a fuck. And actually, the kids are, most children are more open-minded than most adults. You know, you freaking out and children's like, yeah, I go to school with somebody transgender. Or, yeah, I go to school, you know,
right,
with a gay person. Or, yeah, you know, I'm friends with black people, or I'm friends with white people, or, you know, and shit like that. Like, and the parents are fucking freaking out. A lot of times won't even talk to their children to see how their children feel because they're so wrapped up in their own biases in their minds and not wanting to be open-minded enough to even consider that their child might actually have a different perspective.
Well, you know, what's funny is like, even if if the parents would just pay attention to what their kids are watching, they're being introduced to these concepts already.
Yes, they are.
You know, like, it's not that fucking taboo for a child. Like, you know,
it's,
they're
normal,
right? And people seek out to educate, you know, whether it's Steven Universe or, you know, somebody will take like, oh, we got a one of the Muppets and this, we're gonna make this about LGBT, this segment right here or something. Like, it's not that, I don't know, it seems like people make a bigger deal of it because they're adults,
right?
But the kids don't actually give a fuck.
Kids could give zero fucks.
Apparently they took all the gay stuff out of Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur is a movie that was made in 1959.
That's a good chunk of the movie, ain't it?
Yeah, it was made in 1959. It's about 3.5 hours. They put out a remake this year. It's gonna probably be the biggest flop of the year. And
I believe it, because I seen that shit. I was like, I won't be going to see that bullshit.
And the runtime for this movie is 1 hour and like 59 minutes.
That's too long.
So they cut out 1.5 hours. Ooh. It's not too long, it's too short. The original movie was 3.5 hours. What the fuck you cut out? And apparently they cut out all the gay subtext and beefed up the religious themes. And I remember when I was a kid, I watched Ben-Hur in school, and it was like over the course of several days. Mm-hmm. In class, you watch it, you know, and it was blatantly obvious that Ben-Hur was definitely fucking dudes and women. Like, it didn't seem, and it seemed like it was a fact of life at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's weird that a movie in 1959 was less uptight about that than a movie in 2016. Like, why would you even remake this? No, like, to take that out, it makes no, like, who are you appealing to? The people that love Ben-Hur, yeah, but hate gay people? There's nobody. That group doesn't overlap. Like, you're not gonna watch that movie the whole time thinking I hate gay people and hate gay shit. Cause the whole fucking movie got, you know, dudes, you know, they never get blatant with this, that old school 59, like two men talking an inch from each other's face very intently. So, you know, like when it pans out, they're going to be fucking that kind of thing. You know, it wasn't it's not like you had to, you know, make it very over the top and physical. They could have just left that in. I don't know why they didn't. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. You're trying to appeal to a crowd that was never going to see your movie.
Yeah, nobody's gonna see the action version of this movie, man. Like, you might as well try to just do, I mean, if you're gonna remake it, you might as well try to do what the original did, you know? Let's see what else happened. I Am Kate got canceled after 2 seasons. So no more Caitlyn Jenner on your TV, on her own show. I saw a lot of people that are celebrating this because they feel like she's been a bad, like, representative for trans folks, you know, with her very conservative politics and, you know, a lot of the focus that has been put upon her. She's kind of been not on the party line, quote unquote. And so I, you know, personally, I guess you can believe whatever you want to believe. Obviously, nobody can make you do. But it's like Black Republicans, where like if they gave a Black Republican a TV show, I'd be like, come on, man. Like, you found the one Black Republican that was going to say Trump was okay, you know what I mean?
Right, and put him on a TV.
Right, and apparently there's other people that have shows and stuff that are better than hers and more, a little bit more, not typical experience because it's still TV, but just a more like inline, inclusive type experience as opposed to the, I'm gonna vote for Santorum because he said he hate me and I'm the devil, but I still used to be a white dude for a long time and I can't get that out my system, you know? If anything, I always felt like Caitlyn Jenner was a good testament to how good white male privilege must be. Mm-hmm. And addictive it must be. Mm-hmm. Because the whole thing was like, yo, those dudes are not gonna treat you with the same respect they have for you, and you have to know that. And she was like, no, I believe I'm still quote unquote one of the boys in the good old boys club. Like, I still believe that. I still believe my money gives me access to golf courses and all this type of shit that, you know, a rich white dude would get. And maybe she still did have that access. I don't know, because I don't know her life and I never watched those shows.
Right.
But it felt like a big ass illusion, because it's like, but when you go to these Republican events, they are talking, whether you admit it or not, they are actually talking about you.
Yes, they are.
They are actively against you. They think the worst of you.
Right.
And you're going up here going, well, I'm rich, so that's the same, you know? It's almost like these people that hate Colin Kaepernick because they think he got money and access, so he shouldn't be worried about black shit because he got money, which would make him less black because he can opt out of that thing, which is a lie.
Right.
But I guess since he doesn't even have the lived experience of whiteness, it never was a lot, you know, it was nothing he was ever going to buy into, but mm-hmm. It seems like Caitlyn Jenner definitely bought into the idea that, no, this is what life should be like, this white, male, entitled, rich world that I lived in, that's actually what life should be like, and the rest of y'all on some bullshit.
Right, y'all don't know what y'all talking about, even though they're consistently passing laws against her and her existence and her,
right,
you know, just being able to live her life. And you know, there are people that can't afford to do the things that she's been privileged to do, and they suffer because of these laws that she stands back and say it's all good.
And it may have been just too soon, you know? Maybe you have to kind of live this out life and see how people treat you to really grasp like what your show is gonna be and what your viewpoints are. I mean, she was doing interviews and people were asking her questions, and honestly it sounded like she had never thought about the questions.
Nope.
Or never really thought about why her answers would seem contradictory coming from her. It just seemed like she never thought about it. So
right, because the thing is, for a lot of people, they've been, this is them, this is who they are, and their experience is going to be completely different from her experience. And it's one of those things where she was going through a learning curve, and I think that she needed to go through and actually find out who she really is as a person.
Right.
Because it's a transition. That's why it's called transitioning. It's a transition. And I think that she got thrusted into the spotlight, which could be good and bad, no matter how you feel about it. She bought attention that otherwise wouldn't have been focused.
Well, I mean, it's what that family does, put shit on TV, right, and get attention. But it's almost like once you, I don't know, I guess it's not really fair, but it's almost like you took upon the mantle of representation, whether you wanted to or not. And she didn't seem to fight against that. Like, because it comes with a lot of benefits as well. You know, hey, I'm getting awards, I'm getting, and a lot of negativity as well. I've seen some fucked up shit said about Caitlyn Jenner, things that, you know, it's really been shocking, you know, especially to see people that claim to be quote unquote down and allies and all the shit that people say, these buzzwords, mm-hmm. but then they make these certain exceptions, and it's like, oh, so you don't believe in the principle of it, you just believe for people you like, you're not gonna bring these things up, you know. But for her, since you don't like her, all of a sudden you're misgendering her, you're, you know, using pejorative terms and shit. Like it made I get it, you know what I mean? Like the anger was there specifically for her because she was thrust into a position and given a lot of deference that a lot of people will never get, you know. So I understand the anger at the hypocrisy, but the point being, people went above and beyond with that shit. So I'm sure she got as much hate as she got love for this shit. And then especially when she started talking on politics and religion, it's just like, maybe you just should not tackle this in public, like, you know. And I mean, maybe 10 years from now you still gonna feel the same. I don't know.
Right.
You know, yeah, maybe this
will change. People grow. Some people stay the same. Like, right. We'll see. And in my opinion, not all, but I think a percentage is that people just fucking hate anything associated with the Kardashians. So yeah. Anything associated with the Kardashians, people go, fuck them.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's get into, oh wait, no, there's one more horrible story. And then we'll get into regular horrible news. A man who called himself a Christian warrior was arrested for threatening terrorist attacks against gays, faggots, and lesbians.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. KTNV, in a video, a 24-year-old man named Bryce Sealer? Anyway, reportedly showed off two rifles, and he was wearing a military tank vest and night vision goggles.
Oh, shit now.
He reportedly said in the video that he is tired of the government trying to take away his First and Second Amendment rights, and said that he cannot wait to use his rifle in the manner in which the founding fathers intended. First of all, we did not have these kind of guns during the... What? He also said he wanted
muskets, dog. One bullet at a time.
He also said he wanted to kill gays, faggots, lesbians, and Satanists, and claimed to be a Christian warrior. He also said he is tired of America and will begin killing soon. The video was posted earlier this summer. He also posted about the Orlando shooting on his Facebook. The video was brought to the attention of Las Vegas police by Interpol, who were notified about the video by Google on July 2nd. Google had removed the video by the time police went to investigate, but they were given a copy of the video to watch for purposes of their investigation. That's interesting. Didn't know you could do that. So if you delete the video, they take it down, they still have a copy.
That's probably in that fine print nobody ever reads. They go, okay, people can't see it, but it don't mean that shit gone.
Police recognized him immediately and said they have been monitoring him for the past 3 years. Authorities say he has become increasingly radicalized over the years. The video obtains enough damning material for police to press charges. He was indicted on Wednesday of this week. He's facing one felony count each of making threats and conveying false information concerning attacks of terrorism, conspiracy to commit a crime, and one misdemeanor attempting to destroy evidence. In the interview, he told detectives he screwed up with the video and that he was angry and drunk from consuming substantial amounts of beer in a 30-minute span, but he was not a murderer. Listen, there's a lot of us that have consumed a substantial amount of beer in 30 minutes. I don't know nobody that drank all that shit and then hopped onto YouTube to threaten to kill gay people and start using homophobic slurs. Yes, and pulled out their guns and put on a vest. Get the fuck out of here. It was just a mistake, boys being boys. You know how it is, guys.
No, I actually don't.
But yeah, he said that he was not a murderer. His wife, he got a wife? Wow. Where was she during this filming? Sleep? His wife also booked... She was booked at the county detention center that day and provided little assistance in the investigation. In addition to the video, he also made hateful videos targeting and attacking gay people. As journalist Jay McNabb points out, the videos have helped him amass over 160,000 subscribers. Wow. That's scary as fuck.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out here. Like, and you said this. The internet has allowed people who otherwise would have felt alone to find like-minded people. And it ain't always positive when these groups get together.
That's so scary how many people that is. 160,000 people that are just sitting over here watching his video, subscribe to it, not shame, nothing. Oh, man.
Right, because people have to realize because of the internet, you can like and do things in the privacy of your own home. But we've seen shit when we gonna go out there and protest Beyonce. Nobody wanna show their fucking face.
And they say sometimes he gets millions of views.
I believe that too. There are a lot of racist people in this fucking country.
Man, so, all right, well, apparently, you know, he was aggregating a lot of videos of news, that was anti-LGBT, and making videos of that too, so people were watching that, just,
yeah.
Glad they arrested him. I hope he goes to jail a long time.
People that normally are homophobic are racist. Those go hand, they're cousins. You normally can't have one, you normally don't have one unless you have the other one. So I don't care what you say. If you're homophobic, I'm assuming you don't like my black ass either.
And it's also just another case of playing for the internet. You know, like putting on guns and all that shit. You were just doing that for your followers and the likes and the retweets and the shares and the shit like that. Like your dumb ass deserves to go to jail, you know, just for even being that fucking stupid. All right, in other news, it looks like Gladys Knight is going to be suing her own son.
Oh shit. Oh, from that restaurant thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did she end up losing that restaurant?
I think the IRS busted them in the restaurant,
right? Because it was in Atlanta, and I've heard people, you know, talk about and praise about how, you know, how good it was.
Yeah, it's they said if you live in Atlanta, you likely seen that long ass line, mm-hmm, outside the world famous Gladys Knight and Ron Winans chicken and waffles. Ron Winans, when did that get in here? I don't remember reading that last time. Well, she's suing her own son. She wants the person now running the restaurants previously managed by her son Shanga Hankerson to 86 her from the signs and promotions for the chicken and the waffles.
Right, because you don't want to be associated with that, because basically you're killing my brand, you're killing my name and who I am and what I represent.
Yes, she said she gave the green light to put her name on the restaurant in 99, but had to put the kibosh on that shit after they were raided by the IRS a few months ago. Right. And the son was arrested allegedly for pocketing $1 million.
Right, and odds are, I guarantee you, she put her name on that, a piece of that was hers. Like, I'm not putting my name on shit and not getting paid for it.
And it seems that she wants all her memorabilia returned to her as well, because they have that in the restaurant.
Yeah, got, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't blame her. If I'm not going to run it,
I guess they'll be returning to her on the midnight train to Georgia.
Yes, they will.
You know. And now her son, I who have nothing, will be in jail sitting around.
Yes, he will.
It's probably not the best thing that ever happened to him. What do you think he's thinking about it? I don't want to know. You know, I don't want to know. Hopefully she just doesn't hurt him, you know. Feel like she could get a license to kill on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But, he won't get a chance to do it again. Won't be able to go double or nothing.
No, he won't.
Mm-mm. All right. Sarah Palin fell and hit her head and went to Facebook and made it all about Hillary Clinton.
God, Hillary Clinton pushed it down.
The mental gymnastics of a person with no mind.
God damn it, you Hillary.
She says, leave Hillary alone, bullies. Come on, guys. Give her a break. Anyone can be out of commission for weeks on end whilst in the heat of battle for the highest office in the land. No press conferences for nearly a year. No scheduled campaign events for days upon days. No statements, no answers, no accountability, no problem. Laying low, run out of clock before November. But you're sexist for noticing it. And you're misogynist, I think she meant misogynistic, for questioning a female's fitness. Good thing media didn't hound the crap out of the 08 candidate John McCain for his decades old military medical records, or I guess them to be hypocrites. Leave Hillary alone. All that email evidence, yoga, and wedding planning and cookie baking grandma duty wears you out. Believe you me. Heck, even those of us claiming to be fit as a seasoned fiddle, hit bumps in the wellness road. Even I, especially I, remember Piper's middle name is Grace, mine isn't. rock running recently. I tripped over my own 2 feet and crashed and burned my face first. I recovered with the doctor's super glue, and now any man who asks what happened, I refer to as just a mean old sexist bully. How is any of this related to Hillary?
It's not.
I fell down, y'all. Like, are you typing with the concussion going, oh, I can make it? It's like she hit her face and said, oh, I can make this a good post about Hillary. Mm-hmm. Glad for Hillary's protective media precedents. The next woman running for a POTUS has no need to answer as much of anything, for we've got weddings to plan and down dogs to do and cookies in the oven. So just leave us alone, boys. And then a bunch of links to Breitbart and pictures of her in the hospital with her head getting bandaged. Okay. All right, Sarah Beth. Welcome back to Relativity. Let's see what else is happening. Almost half of the U.S. households have at least one gun.
I believe that.
44% of American homes now have guns compared to 51% without.
I believe that.
I wonder what the what that other percentage is then, because that don't add up to 100. The other people got bow and arrows or something?
They must have some form of a weapon.
Elon's house.
Ha! Knife!
Swords and arrows and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Weiner got caught again with his pants down sexting, and not just like that last time when he said he was actually pranking the person and he wasn't really getting caught sexting. He got caught again, like as
this,
in today.
This is his thing. Like,
oh yeah, oh, it's definitely his thing.
Yeah, it's his thing as far as his penis, and it's his thing, like, this is what he likes.
I work as a professional mountain guide. Oh. The Surface Pro 4.
No, I don't need to hear your advertisement for the Surface Pro. But, yeah, apparently, just another sexting scandal. It's all the same shit, too. Like, really?
Yeah, he's about to have multiple women he does this with.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not just multiple women, but just multiple times getting caught and he can't stop himself.
Mm-mm, it's an addiction.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do when the motherfucker just like, yeah, I'm gonna be out here on these hoes, baby, so you know.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take it or leave it.
Do what you can to try to stop me, but I can't stop myself. All right, now the video don't want to play it, just fucking play it anyway. He got another sexting scandal. This time he took pictures to send them to another woman. And one of them included his young son in the background. Yep. Picture with his son in the background laying on the bed, I believe. He's 51. He's married to top Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin, who allegedly said, it seems is going to divorce him now. You know, which, can you blame her? I mean, she took way more shit than anyone's fair to ask of another person. I remember when he apologized that time and brought her out, and it was just like, nigga, this your scandal, not mine. Why am I even here?
I wouldn't have been there. Mm-mm.
Looking ashamed and angry. But yeah, mm-hmm. Apparently she's announced that she's separating from him.
Right, if anything, my fucking child, like, dog, come on.
Yeah.
You couldn't at least did it with not my baby in the room?
That was probably the last straw, yeah.
Right.
That baby, shout out to Firestarter. That's definitely probably the last star.
Mm-hmm. She was like, my child, oh yeah, I am out. I'm gonna fuck what you do. Take your wing and do what the fuck you want to do with it.
And the other thing is, like, he must be doing this so much that you have to wonder who are the women that just don't even expose him? Yeah, cause it's gotta be a bunch of women who are just like, I'm not even, oh God. Anthony, please stop sending me your dick, okay? I don't want to be on the news.
Right.
Then
they got to the point where they don't want the harassment.
Then
nope.
Anyway, what a clown. Speaking of clowns, South Carolina has a town that is dealing with a clown that tries to lure children into the woods, sparking a police investigation.
White.
Parents at a South Carolina apartment complex are on high alert after reports of a clown trying to lure children into the woods. First of all, is there anything scarier than a fucking clown? Who follows a clown into the woods? I mean, there's no, like, you ain't gonna catch no kids like that. You gotta dress like the ice cream man or something. The candy lady, I don't know. But you definitely not catch them dressed as a clown. Apparently. Mm-mm.
And they white too, cause they were like, clown gets beat up by a bunch of kids.
Wait, why you say black kids would've beat them up, you think?
Yes. Okay. They're like, you ain't no clown.
That's racist.
My daddy's a real clown.
That's so racist. What?
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
I don't even know what that stereotype is. That's not one. You know, black kids, they beat up clowns. Ooh, boy.
A bunch of them in the face. You scare that kid go give you the business.
All right. I guess they do. I don't know the clowns. Right in. Let us know. Are black kids beating y'all up? I thought black kids were like every other child. I didn't know black kids are more violent towards clowns.
Homie the clown. Most people don't even know what that is unless you're in a certain demographic, so.
Management at the Fleetwood Manor Apartments in Green. I don't know what's going on in your head over there. This is why.
Me either half the time.
In Greenville issued a warning to parents last Wednesday saying they had received numerous complaints about a clown or a person dressed in clown clothing taking children to try to lure children to the woods. The warning says that the Greenville County Police Department is aware of the sightings as we're patrolling the property daily to find the culprit. What the fuck, man? This crime makes no sense.
Nope.
Oh, man.
He getting away with it, definitely.
Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife for sure, though. The killer clowns on the loose. Yeah, apparently resident Donna Arnold told WHNS that she called police after her son and some other children reported seeing the clown near the basketball court. I thought my child was seeing things, and the next day I had about 30 kids come up to me and say, did you see the clown in the woods? They finally sent people out here to check. They found some evidence. What they found? Busted balloons? Balloon animals?
Yeah, they did. Streamers.
y'all found a bunch of handkerchiefs tied together.
They found a big ass shoe print. You know how the clown had a big ass shoe prints on the ground. He was here. Nobody wears a size 17 shoe.
Look, these handkerchiefs smell like semen.
Oh, they found a piece of his multicolored outfit.
Be on the lookout for a bald and red-haired, white-skinned clown.
Yeah, a piece of his hair everywhere. Lick mommy a red nose!
He'll be wearing size 75 Nikes.
Right!
Oh, man. Yeah, we have about 200 or 300 children out here. I want to make sure law enforcement is doing the right thing. That's so ridiculous, man.
Does it honk too? Honk, honk.
Yeah.
I hear the clown.
Mm-hmm. Get him, he's running.
Yes!
Get him.
That's not what you...
Shoot that shoot that motherfucker before you get away.
Right. Oh, you know how they do with the bulls, he being a barrel rolling away.
Mm-hmm. Singing, is he followed by Birdie and Grimace?
Right.
I'm like, what's going on?
Trying to get the kids hamburgers and shit.
Right. That motherfucker was crazy.
Right. I know it sounds. they go see the miniature car wheels because you know they say clowns get in them tiny ass cars.
Oh,
I did the tracks. Mama see them.
Good grief.
Scaring them poor kids to death.
All right. Is this offensive to you? A New York store is selling some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the hook is that the shoes look like homeless people's shoes. And they cost $585.
White folks gonna buy this.
I think it's being sold at Barney's New York. You see these shoes though? You see the picture? Mm-hmm. Do I need to make it bigger or you can see it?
I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah, those in the Kanye collection with the trash bags folks be wearing?
I don't know. But I mean, even the shoestrings are knotted wrong, frayed. It has duct tape.
yeah, this,
on the shoes. This, like, it's like picking at people that are homeless and poor.
Right. This definitely a white person's thing, because I can take a pair of shoes and roll them on the ground and rough them up real good and get this same thing and not spend $500.
It reminds me when trucker hats came into style and the ripped jeans at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wait, you spent money for jeans that look pre-worn and got holes in them, and you spent money for motherfucking shoes that, you know, for a hat that you can get off the rack for $3 at fucking 7-Eleven.
Take you a knife, tear your, rip your pants the fuck up and ruffle them up and roll them on the ground and wash them, and you just as good. You ain't spent $350.
That's why the real difference between white people and black people when it comes to monetary access in this country is not about spending habits, is really about wealth, institutional, historical, generational wealth, because anyone spending money on this shit is an idiot.
Right, because you have black people going, well, dog, you poking at this, but that, you know, that there are people who literally don't have a choice. Like, they can't spend for, like, their shoes actually look like this because they can't afford better shoes, dog.
Yeah, this is like spending rims for white folks. Speaking of which, Zara, which is apparently department store, a trendy fashion store, they're being sued in a class action lawsuit because they list their prices in euros, but when you get to the register, you pay in, of course, American dollars. Because we're in America. So they're getting
confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah, euros are more valuable, which means the number is smaller. So you're like, oh, $29.99. You go to the register and like, that'll be $37. You're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Okay.
The $5 million class action lawsuit accuses Zara, the retail giant, of deceiving American consumers into paying more than they should. The lawsuit states that the fraudulent pricing practices have been used across the U.S., enriching Zara to a tune of billions of dollars.
I believe that. Why should I have to pull out my calculator and find the current price of euro before I buy this shit? You just put in the American dollars, dog.
Yeah, they had put out a statement August 22nd, denying that they had engaged in deceptive pricing practices. Mm-hmm. In response to the denial, the firm leading the suit sent staff out to document the truth at the Zara pricing scam for all to see. In the video released on YouTube, a worker at the law firm is shown visiting the Zara store in the LA area to compare euro and dollar prices. Another video purports to show a Zara staff member at a store in Sherman Oaks talking about not having a conversion device. So they can't even tell you what it really costs. But bitch, when I get to the register, it's gonna tell me what it really costs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, like this, they have a picture. $39.95 in euros. And they said the ripoff amount is $35.09 because when you get to the register, they charge you $79.90.
What?
Yep. So almost double. Right. What you, cause your eyes are attuned to seeing the dollar sign. I understand, and they know this. The technical people will be like, but mm-hmm. I get it, but you're not expecting that. How many people buy shit and you get to the register, you're like, what the fuck? Like, did I?
No, fuck you.
Was it not on sale?
Yeah, you don't go to the Dollar Tree and they be like, you know what? This would be 5 euros.
Right. You know, so that's fucked up. And then, you know. Right. The conversion rate varies and shit too.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. I guess you had to wait to Brexit and then go in there and go shopping. Erica Mena says that Amber Rose's slut walk movement is nothing to be proud about. Erica Mena is a former reality show personality for Love and Hip Hop in New York, I believe.
Okay. Oh, okay, I've heard that name. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she sat down and got interviewed, and
did somebody ask her? She just felt like giving her opinion.
Vlad TV asked her, of course. To me, a hoe is someone who doesn't value themselves, that just sells themselves short, and you can have whatever it is they want to offer at the time at a drop of a dime, whenever, however. That's a hoe. Somebody who doesn't value themselves and is just quick to be with anybody and everybody. Then she said she would never embrace being a hoe. That's not something I would embrace. If anything, I'd ignore it because it's a belittling thing. I'm not going to walk around and be like, yes, I'm a hoe.
That's not what she's saying.
I can't fathom myself accepting that label, and I feel that that's what people want. They want us to believe that we're that. And why would you take on that label? My mother didn't name me that, so I call my, would I call myself that? No. I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But you're not seeing any men walking around like that. Like, there are men that are whore bags. You don't see them accepting that word. So I don't feel like we should either. I get the point that's trying to be proven, but you're kind of contradicting yourself if you ask me.
She missed the whole point.
The whole entire point.
The whole point. The whole point was what you just said, a double standard, sweetie.
Yeah. So she just, and this happens a lot. You know, people, it's almost like pick me Twitter. When they like, I agree with the patriarchy. I'm like, okay, all right, we got it. But you really don't understand that this is saying that that's fucked up. Yes, it is fucked up, and I get it. I get everything, but I ain't no hoe. All right, that's what we're saying, but fine.
All right, we actually are in
agreement,
but okay.
Yeah, it's all good though. But you know, I feel like people that do the slut walks and stuff like that, they're doing it to kind of show that you shouldn't be labeled and you don't have to be labeled.
Right.
And you don't have to accept these labels or not. Like, the slut walk is ironic. It's in quotes.
Right.
It's not actually saying you're a slut for participating in this, but it's it's trying to break down some of the walls around that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, top French court has overturned their ban on burkinis. Burkinis are like burkas that are kind of like bikinis, like they have, like, it's almost like wearing pajamas to the beach. Is the best way I can describe it.
You don't say, after the world was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they were straight up arresting brown women for,
because
that's
laws.
Mostly who's gonna wear them,
right?
Passing laws and arresting brown women for wearing these to the beach. Which, you know, as much as people talk about France and the French and how much black people from America are celebrated there, it's a lot of other black people that are just not welcome there at all, you know?
Right. And also, the thing is, the what you call them, burkinis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing is, for some people who have, and majority of them non-brown, would actually wear burkinis to the beach if they had like skin conditions and things like that. Like, their doctor would prescribe that, like, if they wanted to get out and go in the sun, but they didn't want to have breakouts and things like that to protect their skin. But they wouldn't arrest them people though.
Well, you know, the other thing too is some of this is seen as like, well, we're, equality is women should be able to wear less and stuff, and your religion is oppressing these women and stuff. But if a woman literally wants to wear that, then that's her choice,
right?
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, like, you, what can you, you can't just be like, you can't wear that shit,
right? And a lot of it comes off of the terrorist attack they had not too long ago, and they were like, hey, we gonna crack down there, but what the fuck are they gonna hide in a burkini?
Yeah, they overturned a controversial temporary ban on Muslim-friendly burkini swimsuits. The Council of State's ruling relates specifically to the southeastern town of Villeneuve-les-Bains, but the but the decision is expected to set a legal precedent for approximately 30 other towns that issue similar bans. Yeah, so apparently you can challenge the penalties now if you've even been fined for wearing one in the past.
And you should.
You know, they were banned earlier this month after villagers clashed with three Muslim families. The newspaper said after four people were injured at the beach in Cisco, a riot, police were called to stop, with 200 people marching to a housing complex with a number of residents of North African origin shouting, "This is our home." So they were about to rush up on the Muslim community. Like, this wasn't, you know what I'm saying? This was not some people looking for a fight. This family wanted to go to the beach, and then this, the native people of French, quote unquote, or the, I don't know what you would call them, the white folks, was like, let's go down and fuck up these Muslim people's place. The ban was imposed by towns across France after a wave of terror attacks that increased religious tensions. The legal challenge was brought by a human rights group who say the ban stigmatizes France's Muslim minority and also encroaching on women's civil liberties. Proponents of the ban argue that they help maintain France's strict secular traditions, but they say burkinis are a symbol of Islam's repression of women. Which I feel like is bullshit, because effectively what you're saying is we're banning Muslim women from the beach. You're not right. Actually saying we want to free these women, or we want these women to come see us and join our community, you're saying just don't come to the fucking beach. You wouldn't storm their fucking neighborhood if you were talking about inclusion and oppression. You're not doing that. You're scared. I know, because America was scared. After 9/11, people were talking about how harmonious it was, how much people band together. They band together to hate brown people not from here,
right?
Like, to be honest, as a black person, it was almost selfish. Like, a lot of black people got, basically, we got a couple months off of racism, where white folks was like, you get it right, buddy, you know, like, brought people together. You know, I'm watching the documentary Ken Burns on the war, and
oh, that shit's deep.
One of the things that strikes me in all this shit is when I see the people lining up to go and volunteer for the army, how many of those people are black, and how many are coming from black families, and how many soldiers are going that are black, that are going to go die, that are going to get in segregated units because they're still not seen as equal. But in that time, when they were definitely afraid of Japanese people, even Japanese people born here, they were putting in camps.
Right.
When they were definitely afraid of the Germans, and they, in that time, it was a unspoken type of unity. Like, okay, you might be a nigger, but you a nigger I know. You know, it was never a true respect, you know, although some people gained a true respect later. And I'm sure in times of like that, it always helps, quote unquote, racial relations. Mm-hmm. But all you're doing is passing the racism down, you know. It's,
right.
It's like how you hate the Irish when they get here as a, you know, Anglo-Saxon or British male or whatever. But then when the Italians show up, then it's like, well, fuck them. Okay, Irish, y'all on our side. Or, mm-hmm. It was actually reversed. But the point being,
right, I get you.
You know, oh, these immigrants, fuck them. Oh, some new immigrants came? Okay, y'all count as us now. Now, fuck them. This other, like, it's like you need somebody to hate. And I wonder how much of this is that. Just, you know, we're scared after these terrorist attacks. We need somebody to blame. And we're just going to blame every Muslim person, period.
Every one of them.
There's no difference to us. They're all the same.
Right.
Lil Yachty says he can't name five songs by Big or Tupac.
I can't name five songs by you, Lil Yachty. So what's the difference?
Yeah, a lot of people got mad about this, but I'm not mad.
I'm not mad either. How old is Lil Yachty?
I don't know.
Young? I'm pretty sure.
Well, he'd be called Young Yachty if he was, I mean, you know.
Well, he called Lil Yachty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad when
19.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm not mad when people be like, well, I don't know who such and such is. Okay, that's cool. I ain't mad that you don't know. It's a lot of shit that our people thought we were supposed to know that we didn't know. You know, we were ignorant. Oh, I don't know why people get old like us and be like, well, you ain't know. Just like your mama, like, well, you don't know about that goddamn earth, wind, and fire. No, bitch, I don't know nothing about them people till you play it to me. Right. So it's one of those things where if children aren't introduced to this stuff, you can't expect them to know. But I do have a problem when you get paid to perform.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother thing. But other than that, I ain't mad at him.
Yeah, he said apparently I honestly couldn't name five songs when he talked about Tupac and Notorious Big. If I'm doing this my way and making all this money, why should I do it how everybody else said it's supposed to be done? He said he called serious rap boring while saying he doesn't like J. Cole's music. He ain't trying to make no friends.
No. But the thing is one of the things, I think when it varies. I think when it comes to like music and hip-hop, older generations feel like you're not showing quote-unquote respect if you don't actually learn about the past of this thing that you're in. You know, you have some people, they're gonna learn, and you have some people, they're gonna be like, fuck it, you know. It just, I guess, varies on the person. You know, I think knowing history is good from that particular perspective, because you learn about different genres, different styles, different techniques you may or may not apply. But some people feel like it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, here's what his music sounds like. This is a song called One Night.
I know you want this for life, taking pictures with all my eyes, but I can't have no wife. I just want you for the night. I know you want this for life. Taking pictures with all my eyes, but I can't have no wife. I just want you for the night. I know you want this for life. Fuck you so good, you be calling out to Christ. Bottles of the tech, got it laid on ice. We spent four seasons at the Four Seasons twice. You be calling out your homegirl like I'm...
Yeah, I think that's a dude that hasn't heard five Tupac or Big songs.
I believe that too, and because I'm country, I understand his country twang in his voice. I don't know if he is country, but you know, I can pick up on it. But he actually sounds like he mumbling.
It's a lot of auto-tune in there. I don't know where he's from. I can't even say I picked up on country twang, because a lot of people sound southern, but they not from here. Especially after the South, you know, kind of took over rap for a while. That influence spread. I mean, 50 Cent sound like he from the South, but he from New York. So, at any rate, I would just say, not everybody gets into the game to be Kendrick.
Ain't that
and
the truth?
I think, right, what happens is people get old, they get so fucking defensive.
Yes, they do.
And they cherry pick who the artists are that they really respect and shit. But, you know, there were Kid and Plays, there were fucking... you know, they were Kuo, like there were people that just weren't to be taken that seriously.
Dudu Brown, there are a lot of people have a tendency to forget.
I think that was actually called Two Hype Brothers and a Dog, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, so people have a tendency to forget. Yeah. There was all genres of music when we were young too. And it's one of these things where, I understand somebody that's 20 not knowing who these people are. Like, I'm not even mad at him for not knowing. Why would I be mad at somebody who wasn't fucking born?
Well, he's just not in the, he's not a student of the game. I'm not mad at him per se. I mean, there are artists that know that shit.
True.
So I'm not gonna try to say, you know, oh no, he doesn't, you know, like, well, he's this age, so of course he doesn't know. Like, no, there's people that's that age, that they're curious.
If they want to.
Especially if it's gonna be their craft. They look up that stuff. They want to know. They want to be, you know, correct or whatever the fuck. They want to have a background and improve. Just everybody ain't like that. It's all good. Mm. He's using the music for what he want to use it for. And you know what? I'm fine with that. Okay? All right, let's see what other kind of news we got. We probably have time for white people news. I don't know. You know what? I don't think we do. We have to go to fucking with black people right away, guys. Let's see, what's my fucking with black people music?
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we find articles, make jokes, and laugh at the fact that racism sucks. Mm-hmm. Today's contestants, everybody, let's score them from 0 to 100, intervals of
25. Let's do this.
Let's see. Donald Trump, surrogate Pastor Mark Burns, tweeted out a picture of Hillary Clinton in blackface.
What's your relationship like with Mr.
I didn't say play. Tweeted out a picture of Hillary Clinton in blackface, and later apologized. But I'll put it on the screen so you can see what it looks like. And it says, it's her in blackface. It says, no hot sauce, no peace on her shirt. Fuck the police. She's holding up a sign. I ain't no ways tired of pandering to African Americans, she's saying. And it says Hillary 2016 on the podium. And he says, black Americans, thank you for your votes and letting me use you again, see you again in 4 years. 0 to 100.
That's 100.
All right, yeah, I gotta give it 100 as well. It has 504 retweets. How many of those you bet are just white people?
Of course.
Like, the intersection of people that retweeted that are like angry black people and happy white folks.
Mm-hmm. About time somebody felt the same way I felt.
That Mac, I like that Mark. He one of the good ones. I like him. But yeah, so fuck him. There's a Fox host who says that Colin Kaepernick should stand for the anthem because America gave him two white parents. By the way, shout out to whoever wrote the headline, because they just says black NFL player.
You know, it's a lot of them, right? It's more than one.
Oh my god,
it's more than one. What team? I mean, you ain't in narrowing it down by the city, nothing, just a black player.
Oh my god.
Does he ride the bench? Who is he?
Oh my god. Anyway, here's the
audio. We got ourselves a nonstop race dialogue in this country, and not all of it's for good. And added to that, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers for now, a man who led him to the Super Bowl, Colin Kaepernick, refusing to stand for the national anthem. When you're a quarterback, people look at you. When you brought him to the Super Bowl, have all that ability, people are focused on you. And then when you decide to sit between two Gatorade coolers and not stand for the national anthem, questions will come, and he welcomes them. Colin Kaepernick created some news. Joe Theismann, one of the best in the business when he was playing that position, now one of the finest commentators around, and a man who's extremely well-read about a myriad of issues. But we're going to call back your football knowledge. Joe, are you okay with the guy sitting down through the national anthem?
I'm really not, Brian. And first of all, it's good to catch up with you again.
Let's ask white people, are they okay with it? Nope. Okay.
I believe that, you know, those 2 minutes are more than just trying to make a statement. I certainly respect Colin Kaepernick for his opinion, for his right to be able to do it in this country, the freedom of speech that we have in this country.
I don't feel like hearing these white dudes talk about this. At the end of the day, though, he said, let's be honest, he was adopted by two white parents. He was well supported, so I don't know what is in his experience that could be so negative, but let's start with the place we all love, the country, and let's try to make it better, he said.
So if his parents was black, he wouldn't be well supported.
I've sounded like, if you got two white parents, then I mean, what the fuck you complaining about? 0 to 100, Karen.
100.
All right, 100 for me as well. A couple was outraged over a whites only clause in their in their neighborhood. Apparently,
that makes sense. There's a lot of shit on the books that if we went and checked, we were like, well, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they signed a agreement closing on a home. And they noticed a distinctive clause in the Lake Hill Covenant's conditions and restrictions. It read, no person except those of white Caucasian race shall use, occupy, or reside upon any residential lot or plot in this subdivision except when employed by in the household of a white Caucasian tenant or owner. Mm. Now, even the person in charge of these deals says he didn't even know about the language.
I believe that. It's for real. If people go back and say, it's a lot of shit that everybody just signed, but a lot of that shit is like in laws and rules and regulations. A lot of shit you don't even know is there to some asshole try to bring it back up. But like, what are laws? You're like, bitch, ain't nobody following that law, but they bring it up because it's on the books.
Yeah, apparently this was put on the books in 1961.
I believe that.
And even though segregation was declared unconstitutional in 1968, they never removed the clause. Surprisingly, the whites only clause has received a mixed response from other residents in the neighborhood.
Not mixed response. I would demand the shit be gone.
Yeah, some people said, hey, I didn't even notice when I signed. Other residents said to be aware of the whites only clause but overlook it, since there are non-white residents living there now. In fact, the person designated to enforce the rules said he had no idea the clause existed. But the Foster family argues that's not the point.
Ain't that the truth?
They voiced their frustrations over the offensive clause. Although whites only clauses can no longer be enforced due to the Fair Housing Act of 1968, the couple believes the clause still sends the wrong message to new residents. That's a good point, because if I'm there and I'm trying to get a house and I see something like that, I might be like, well, I'm not even going to move in.
Right, and that's probably why the shit was not removed. Guarantee you, a lot of people never told him, read the shit, was like, fuck no, I'm not staying there.
Yeah. But apparently
it needs to be removed.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, you got to be kidding me, the wife said. That's ridiculous. That's really kind of awful and racist and terrible. Everybody knows you can't enforce things like that. It still sends a message. So they're gonna, they could use an update to officially remove the whites only clause. It should be reversed just to get it off the record. What their motivation is, says Hoko, who I think is the dude who's in charge of the documents. So yeah, we'll see, because back in July, two highly publicized murders of African Americans by white police officers reignited ongoing debates about racial injustice and equality in the United States. There was also an incident involving a man claiming to be part of a neighborhood white watch group who took matters to his own hands, killing the unarmed 20-year-old African American male. So, you know, with all this racial tension going on, you don't want your bylaws to be like no white folks. And that seems reasonable to me.
You mean no black folks?
I mean no black folks, yes. Whites only, as they put it. 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, that get 100.
I have to give it 100 as well. I know we're about to run out of time here, so let me add another session real quick, mm-hmm. and then we'll do Guess the Race. All right, guys. Part two. And
yeah, they would never gonna change it until somebody demands it.
Yeah, which is, you know, I mean, that's what progress is, right? You can only ask, and you know, maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't. I mean, to be honest, but they asked and it seemed like they're gonna do it, so good.
Yeah, who's to know how many potential buyers was like, fuck it, nope, I'm not staying nowhere, but I don't want to deal with the racists, because you let me know right now you're racist.
I mean, it's enough for a lot of people, especially people that are scared of buying homes and already have a fear around getting a good deal and getting treated fairly.
Come on, dog.
Like, you know,
even if you got the money, you're like, nope, I don't want to live nowhere where I can, it's a possibility that I could be harassed. Yeah, my family could be harassed.
All right, let's play a little bit of Guess the Race. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcasts, and we read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, the chat room and Karen, to guess the race, and they're all racist. All right. Story number one. Let's see what we got here. This could be the worst decision of your life, a judge told a man who said, I wants to defend myself in court. That's right. A man who was charged in with the Indiana murder in 2015 is to represent himself in court despite warnings from the judge that it could be the worst decision of his life. Elkhart County Circuit Court Judge Terry Shoemaker granted the request of Leon Tyson, 28, to defend himself against the charges related to the shooting death of Tommy Strouder, 37. Despite multiple warnings, Tyson believes he has the legal know-how after watching multiple episodes of Law and Order. He has now signed a waiver stating that he wishes to proceed with the trial without a lawyer. Judge Shoemaker said he would only allow him to give up his rights to a lawyer if he understood what it meant for this trial. Murder charge carries a sentence up to 65 years with a level 3 felony charge, a criminal confinement as a sentence up to 16 years. The judge reminded Tyson that he could be in prison for at least 60 years and that he couldn't complain after the trial that he was given a bad lawyer. Tyson told the judge he would educate himself on what he needed to do and would represent himself to the best of my abilities, but he was not able to answer many legal questions to the judge's satisfaction.
Right.
And the judge asked, have you ever seen a trial? And he answered, on TV.
Ain't they say, if you defend yourself, you got a fool for a client?
Mm-hmm. You probably watched the whole OJ Simpson miniseries and was like, I got this. Mm-hmm. Habeas corpus, your honor. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I said. What does that mean? I don't know. Objection, your honor. Overruled. Oh, you supposed to say that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your turn.
Yeah, but objection to what?
Right. I just object to everything that's happening right now. Badgering the witness, your honor. Me.
I call myself what you call it, up front.
Because this has happened time after time, when they get to that moment of truth, the defendant backs out. We don't want to have to start over, so we will have someone there from the beginning. So you have to have basically a standby lawyer counsel appointed.
Just right, right. Because, like, yeah, people do this, then when it's actually time to do it, people are like, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, and especially, I mean, if the judge is like, dog, I know you don't know this shit. Like, you just don't, like, know.
Tyson was charged with murder and criminal confinement after police say he held Strouder and a woman. Oh, wait, I thought Strouder was the dude. So, wait, who's the... Leon Tyson is the dude that's being a lawyer. Oh, and he murdered Tommy Strouder on the right. Okay, cool. All right. So Leon Thompson is the person whose race y'all are guessing. But yeah, apparently he held the dude at gunpoint and a woman at gunpoint in a woman's apartment. He demanded they return a stolen gun or give him $300. Multiple witnesses told police that Strouder called a friend and asked her to retrieve $300 from his home. Because my life depends on it. While Tyson was still holding Strouder and the woman at gunpoint, Strouder allegedly got up and told Tyson, "You're not gonna kill me," and ran out of the home. Tyson allegedly followed him outside and shot him twice as he ran across the street. Police K-9 unit searching there found a semi-automatic pistol, which police say was the gun used to shoot Strouder. Casings found at the scene and bullets removed from Strouder's body and the side of a nearby home matched the pistol. So yeah, he going to jail.
Black.
All right, let's see what Karen says. Black, let's see what the chat room believes.
They had already started guessing a little bit.
That's cool with me. Leon is black, white, fan of Judge Joe Brown. Black, between Law and Order and the Netflix marathon of First 48, Leon dumbass probably can't even get a damn public defender. Black. Aww. Stephen A. Smith, you're out of order. Black, murder was the case that they gave him. Or he gave himself. Black. The correct answer is black. And one person did get it wrong. Yeah, that's a pretty black dude. Pretty black dude. I know you did it. Mm-hmm. In the courtroom. Anyway, see, a cop accidentally filmed himself taking 8 ounces of marijuana from the police evidence room and giving it to his girlfriend.
How did this happen? I thought multiple times, so the camera can go off when you're about to shoot somebody, but it's on when you go in the evidence room.
He forgot to turn it off. New Mexico police sergeant accused of unwittingly recording himself on a lapel camera taking marijuana from his office and giving it to his girlfriend has been released from jail. Apparently this is Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sergeant Roshern McKinney, and he's out of jail. It wasn't immediately known Sunday under what conditions he was released. State police say McKinney was arrested Wednesday. An investigation was requested in July after the video recording was found. He faces charges of distribution of marijuana, conspiracy, and felony embezzlement. According to the state police, he also allegedly embezzled $785 and an 8-ounce brick of marijuana not submitted to the department's evidence vault. It wasn't immediately known if he had an attorney. Guess the race of Mr. Roshern McKinney. White. Going with white. All right. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe Roshern McKinney is. The one-time cop forgot to turn his camera off. Black. The white people of black people. Black man. Black lives matter. he will stand for the anthem. And he will stand when still in white. White brothers don't give away weed. You gonna make these brownies later, right? White. Mixed.
just confused.
No hedging. Bronelyn. What a douche, white. Kaepernick jersey burner. The correct answer is, and Karen, you missed it. He was black.
Get out!
And some of you did get it. Yep, that's him right there. That's his mugshot, I guess. And then there's another picture of him. Yeah, that's wild, man. Was she gonna distribute it? I wonder if he got her hemmed up too. Mm-hmm. You know, and how often does he do that? And does it help people get off? Like, when they go to court, they be like, oh, "Your Honor, can you show me the weed I had?" Well, exhibit. Oh,
I bet you. I bet you somebody went to trial and was like, "Where the fuck the evidence at?"
Right. Like, y'all looking for the evidence? I smoked it.
I literally smoked it. Me and my girlfriend.
All right, let's see. Last one. Cause I gotta get out of here and I'm not even gonna play the song. A woman is in jail because she got arrested trying to bail her friend out of jail with a stolen credit card.
I'm gonna get you out.
Mm-hmm. One way or another.
I'm gonna get you out.
Lakeisha Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
Likely will not qualify as the world's shrewdest criminal. The 46-year-old former convict from Florida is probably headed back to prison after using a stolen credit card to bail out an acquaintance from jail. According to documents obtained by the Smoking Gun website, Brisbane wanted to put up bail money for Shermaine Arnold, a 21-year-old, who was arrested by the police in Pinellas County for failing to pay a cab fare totaling $62.21. Since Arnold was also... Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people ain't got it, Karen. So it might be chump change to you, but $62 cab ride might put some people out.
That's true.
Since Arnold was also wanted in connection with a felony battery case in Miami, a bond was set at $7,500. After Arnold spent a week in jail, Brisbane walked into the office of a bonds company in Clearwater, Florida, and used a Visa card that was stolen from an elderly male. Brisbane signed the receipts for a transaction that totaled $850. Even more amazingly, she allowed the bonds company to photocopy her driver's license, making this one of the easiest cases that law enforcement has ever had to crack.
Mm-hmm. Right. That dude,
because your name is not Rollo Jones.
And Rollo Jones like, hey, why is that $800 charge on my card?
You won't even make it to that point. Because they just going to look at the ID and be like, Rollo Jones, Lakeisha Brisbane, this don't make sense.
No, you're not related. No, ma'am.
I mean, you got to go out and fuck a Lakeisha Brisbane from somewhere else if you want to get by.
Hello, Ray.
She was arrested last week on charges of grand theft and credit card fraud, both felonies in Florida, and she was freed on $10,000 bond. Wonder what she had to steal to pay that.
I don't know. And no. I'm sorry your friend had to go to jail, baby, but y'all couldn't do the fish fry.
Can somebody do this for Bobby Shmurda? Is that what that farmer bro was gonna do for Bobby Shmurda?
We need to have a building fund for him.
He was gonna bounce a check. Martin Scully was gonna get up there and use somebody else's black card and shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guess the race of Lakeisha Brisbane and Charmaine Arnold, both the same race.
Black.
Karen's going with black, y'all. Let's see what they say in the chizzy chat. Let's see. Dumb criminal day at the blackout to his black. Lakeisha McLovin, black. Sweet, swear to God, my name. That's my boyfriend's card, black. Oh. Black queen. Oh, Frida. Plan B was to put the bell on a layaway, black.
Oh.
You can't take your tricks credit card to the police station, dear sister, black. Like the car she stole. Oh, well, all y'all got it right. Oh.
Yeah, that's very black.
Moments like this is why this show ain't never gonna be shit, y'all. Mm-mm. It's these days, okay? After all the injustices we talk about in the world, end of the day, we still gonna end with this racism against our own. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. Jerry Springer would be proud.
Oh, yeah, he would.
All right. Last thing before we get out of here, we gotta talk about sore ratchetness, guys. Mm-hmm. A Yakima man attempts to assault his wife, confronts officers with a sword and a razor. Yakima County, Washington, a 50-year-old Yakima man is in custody after deputies say he tried to assault his estranged wife with a vehicle and confronted police with a small sword and a razor. Custody. White. officers with the Moxie Police Department and deputies with the Yakima County Sheriff's Office responded to the call around 7 p.m. Wednesday night. They said he was recently separated from his wife. He tried to hit her with his truck while she was while she was standing in the roadway. Then she ran into a home. The suspect attempted to get into the home using a small sword and a razor. The man was trying to break in the windows of the home as officers arrived. Deputy said the man then tried to harm himself with the razor while authorities began negotiating with him. The 50-year-old man was shot with a less than lethal round after he confronted deputies with the sword and the razor. The shot forced the suspect to drop his weapons. He was taken into custody, said deputies. The man was taken to local hospitals to be treated for his injuries, including self-inflicted razor injuries. The suspect faces several charges, including first-degree assault, according to deputies. Moxie Police Department is continuing to investigate the incident. We will be back tomorrow, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show and supporting us and all that stuff. Premium people, should have some new premium shows out soon. I got the off-season review of The Get Down with my man Wall Street Will Strickland.
Sound like you had a good time. I can hear y'all.
It was six episodes long, but that recap might be our longest recap because, you know, Wall Street is just a fount of knowledge when it comes to hip-hop.
He knows a lot.
And goes off on these, you know, really educational but really entertaining tangents. and then also, I think I still have doing the sport review of Don't Breathe tonight with Chris. So we'll have all that stuff out soon. Whew, the grind never stops, y'all. We'll talk to y'all later. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.